ABC Radio Australia.
Seasonal workers from the Pacific have become invaluable to the Australian economy in areas like agriculture, aged care, meat processing and hospitality. The Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme, or better known as PALM, has also provided much needed income for workers and remittances for island nations. But horror stories continue to emerge about unscrupulous, abusive employers and poor working and living conditions. To address these shortcomings and to improve the scheme, people from all over Australia have travelled to Parliament House in Canberra this week. Lucy Cooper reports.
Tasmania's central coast is a hub of agricultural activity, and it depends on Pacific seasonal workers, according to local mayor Cheryl Fuller.
We are really reliant on those folks for berry picking and vegetable picking. And our community embraces those workers. We have an annual festival where we join together and celebrate, and our churches are strongly connected to the workers that come to our region. Certainly an essential workforce for the Northwest Coast.
She's in Canberra this week to attend the PALM Futures Forum as a member of the Mayoral Alliance for the Pacific, which aims to support local councils to engage more effectively in the PALM scheme. The forum seeks to implement the recommendations made in the report Improving PALM, published by the Scanlon Institute this year. These recommendations echo those made by other stakeholders over the years.
There is a number of recommendations in the report, but based on my experience, the three that stand out for me, it is the flexibility for them to move across employers when needed. I believe that whilst they are here, they should have access to Medicare. I know that that comes as a cost to the Australian taxpayer, but I think that the benefits outweigh the financial burden and their opportunity to perhaps create a pathway to permanent citizenship, I think is useful, particularly for Tasmania, and that's something that I would like the government to really explore.
It's not just mayors in the halls of Parliament this week. The forum has brought together key community members, employers, unions, researchers, PALM stakeholders and parliamentary representatives. Zeb Riddell works for the Adcor Group, an improved employer of the PALM scheme, which brings workers to Australia and places them with businesses across agriculture, meat processing and aged care.
It's ironic that it's called International Labour Mobility when they really don't have the option for mobility.
He said he was attending the forum to call for greater rights for Adcor's employees.
I'm all for mobilisation, meaning, you know, candidates being able to choose what employer or host employer they wish to work for. I think there still needs to be some governance around that process. However, I think there's only benefits from it.
He says there needs to be harsher penalties for approved employers doing the wrong thing.
We hear of it, we see it, and it seems to be that sometimes there can be failure to act on approved employer until that is doing the wrong thing, until sometimes it's too late.
Mr. Riddell said most companies Adcor sends workers to can't survive without the scheme.
There is a client that we have in Castlemaine that deal in pork, and the running joke there is that they always say to us when I go out to see them is that we save their bacon.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you that receiving clear information and communication would greatly benefit PALM scheme workers. But it's a gap that exists according to attendees of the forum. Sione Hepoto said it was important that workers have access to someone who looks and sounds like them.
I think a lot of the times we can't speak on people's experience unless we have experienced or we understand where those people are coming from. And so I think it's great that we have allies for PALM workers and all that stuff. But I think having people that look like them and sound like them, represent them, I think that will translate better across, you know, all forms of politics or administration or whatever it may be.
Mr. Hepoto is a ministry candidate for the Uniting Church of Australia and a member of the Pacific Australia Emerging Leaders Summit Network.
Most of the people that I'm engaging, you know, which we give respite to some of them who need a break from thing or need a touch with family around them. But most of them agree that, you know, the scheme itself is good, but just some discrepancies around sometimes someone's pay or deductions as troubling.
He's calling for greater resourcing for those who volunteer their time and money to support PALM scheme workers.
A lot of the stuff around wellbeing, social services, belonging and what church places or community groups or sports teams and that are doing that are actually voluntarily like caring for the PALM workers when they come to Australia to work. What I'm here advocating for is that the government can create a better relationship and be able to resource some of these voluntary community-led initiatives. They're just doing it with the best that they can, but without really any kind of resources other than their own hands, you know. And as we know, the well-being of employees in any environment goes a long way to benefiting the companies and the economy.
For Zeb Riddell of Adcor Group, the PALM scheme should continue to evolve to fill future labour gaps.
I think what a lot of people forget too is, yes, PALM scheme is for unskilled, but we have a lot of Pacific Islanders that are skilled as well. So I think for me, how I'd like to see the future of PALM is that it broadens a bit. If you have a look at things like infrastructure in Australia, if you look at the Olympic Games coming up in 2032, I definitely feel that even under the PALM scheme, if the industry was open to construction, you'd definitely see, you know, more, I guess, impact for not only here in Australia, but for our people back home.
And that there is Zeb Riddell, Managing Director of PALM Scheme Approved Employer, Adcorp Group, ending that report from Lucy Cooper.